Speaking of money, we're about to chat with the lovely Nikki Reed from Milford Asset Management. Now, this segment is educational only and should not be considered financial advice. Morning, Nikki. So now we're 42 days into 2026. What are some things that people should be thinking about to improve our financial situation for the year ahead?
Well, you know, we all have goals. It might be to go on a diet. It might be to, I don't know, exercise more. But when it comes to your finances, it's super important that the earlier you start sort of, I guess, rejuvenating things and getting yourself on track, the better. So my suggestion is for the new year is, number one, where am I? You know, assess where you are. You know, do you have more debt than you want? Do you have less savings and emergency fund? Do you want to buy the house this year? Or is it, I want to retire in 5 years? And you know, when we think of that big lofty goal of when do I want to retire, as soon as possible, thanks very much, you know, you really have to get started sooner rather than later. But first of all, where am I?
How do you do that, Nikki? How do you, because honestly, my situation, I've gone a few times to go, oh, what are all these hidden costs? And then I kind of give up. Do you have to literally go through your bank statement and go, what's that coming out? Because I kind of feel like I've got subscriptions everywhere. And
oh, look, I think that's a really, really great thing to do. A bit of a spring clean, if you will, or a New Year's clean on your finances. You're right, there are a lot of subscriptions or sneaky little things that come out of your bank account or off your credit card. Mm. And I don't check my credit card thoroughly every month. So,
but you know what? If you take a screen grab of your credit card statements or your bank statements, plug them into AI, it'll categorise everything and show you where you're wasting money.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a hot tip, just to use AI.
Yeah, and just look at it. I know it's really boring and adult, but it's actually really important. Mm. So where am I and where do I want to get to? So setting some goals. Is it paying off the credit card? Is it I want to have, you know, the ability to retire in, you know, 3 years' time, and where am I close to that goal? And then from there, how do you get there? You know, actually assessing, right, what's the gap? You know, what do I need to do to pay off that debt? And as you say, Tony, that financial discipline, it can feel a bit daunting, but it actually will make you feel a hell of a lot more in control. Mm. You'll feel lighter. Yeah. And you can go into 2026 and beyond feeling like a sort of, you know,
an adult.
Yeah.
There's actually
in control. Yeah.
There's a roadmap to financial well-being as well. There's a workbook you can get. And if you want to find out more about that, because that is a brilliant read, or you get some more help or guidance and chat with a guru like Nikki, just go to milfordasset.com. Coming up after 7:30, if you're on WhatsApp, if you've got like a group support chat thing going on, there's one there. You've got to be really careful.
You do. So it's the start of the school year, and with it comes a lot of group chats. And some of the parental behaviour is unhinged, and we need to talk about the rules.
It's coming up to 7:30. Stay with us. Coast Breakfast.